Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. How many of you recognize the name Corrie Ten Boom? Corrie Ten Boom was a Christian who lived in the Netherlands during World War II. During the war, she famously, along with her family, worked to help many Jewish people escape from the Nazis during the Holocaust by hiding them in her home. She and her family were eventually arrested by the Gestapo, and they were all sent to a German concentration camp. Although her father and sister died in the camp, she was later miraculously, if you will, released from the camp due to a seemingly divine clerical error. After the war, Corrie Ten Boom became a famous Christian author, an inspirational public speaker. She appeared in over 60 countries. Now, in her most famous book, The Hiding Place, which later became a 1975 movie, there is a biography that recounts the story of her family's efforts to hide Jews from the Nazis. In the book, she explained how she not only found hope in God, but also shared that hope with other inmates while she was imprisoned at the concentration camp. Because of her writings and speaking success, Corrie Ten Boom became an inspiration to countless Christians around the world. Many inspirational quotes are attributed to Corrie Ten Boom. Here is one of her most famous quotes. Quote, "Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God." Again, let me read this quote. "Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God." Friends, I am quite confident that during her long and oftentimes dangerous life, Corrie Ten Boom learned to trust God as the days went on. I imagine this was especially true during her time in the Nazi concentration camp, facing uncertainty, facing an unknown future, not knowing what each day would bring. Now today, we as Christians may not be in such dire straits as she was, but we still, living in the world we find ourselves, also face an uncertain and often unknown future. But let us all remember, this unknown future we look toward is being viewed through the eyes of a limited human being. Friends, in relation to our future, I want to leave you with some advice found in Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Quote, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." Brethren, let us never give up hope for the future. Let us never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God, a God who knows infinitely much more than we do. Let us all take comfort in that fact. Amen.